Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
We've got a very royal gem for you this week on Big Screen, Little Screen to take us through what we can watch. Susie Lyon joins me. Susie, you have picked out some very grand shows this week. Why don't you take us straight to the cinema?
G'day, Kat. Yeah, so Spencer is out now at the cinema. It's got Kristen Stewart in it, plus a whole bunch of other British actors. This film is inspired by the lead up and then the final decision by Princess Diana to end her marriage to Prince Charles. The film starts at Christmas in 1991 while Prince Charles is in the full throes of his affair with Camilla Parker Bowles, and the rest of the royal family are apathetic to Princess Diana and her feelings towards the breakdown of the marriage. While spending the Christmas being ignored and ignoring the family, she confides in her only friend, the royal dresser, Maggie.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
Diana, they can't change. You have to change.
You have to be able to do things you hate.
You hate?
There has to be two of you. There's the real one and the one they take pictures of. Diana, for the good of the country.
For the country.
This is already being touted as one to look out for at the Oscars.
Yeah, that's right. So when the trailer for this one was released, critics noticed that Kristen Stewart was thrust into the Oscar limelight. And those predictions were correct. She was nominated just last week as Best Actress as Diana. This is actually her first ever Best Actress Academy Award nomination. And she has certainly come a long way since her Twilight days. Stewart is actually a bit picky these days with what movie roles she will take. After Twilight and then an ill-fated movie called Snow White and the Huntsman, she decided to turn her back on big budget movies and only flex her acting chops for indie films of her choosing.
Wouldn't be calling this one an indie film, though. We seem to be so interested in the history of the royal family lately, like with the Crown series that has four seasons, and also a while back it was the Queen, played by Helen Mirren. What is our obsession at the moment with going back into the around about the 90s, really, and looking at the royal family?
Yeah, you're so right. I think it all started when Princess Diana did actually die. We all kind of got an interest into what it was that was so interesting about the royal family. So something interesting I found out was that Princess Diana is considered a commoner who married into the royal family. But if you look at the family history, there isn't really much common about Princess Diana and her family. She was born and raised in Park House, which is a royal-owned home. Her father was a nobleman, and her mother's family was given the peerage of Ireland, making her a baroness. I think there is commoner, and then there's like the Spencer family. I think I fall into commoner, and then there's the Spencer family.
I feel like it's all relative. Yeah. Are you a commoner to the royal family? Might not be how we might describe that word. So let us have a look at something that's on our little screens if we'd like to stay home. This is, in actual fact, a personal recommendation that you have. Is this something that's been grabbing you?
Oh, yes, I am loving this one. It is called Station 11. It's on Sky and you can watch it now. Episodes are being released weekly, but you've got a few episodes you can catch up on. So it's a time-shifting TV show which takes us before, during, and 20 years after an almost entire world-ending flu pandemic. Wonder where they got that idea.
I have no idea.
A young actress is taken care of by an audience member right on the cusp of a flu breaking out. Jevon would rather rush to his brother's side and bunker down, but instead he feels obliged to care for Kirsten, whose parents haven't arrived to pick her up from her performance in King Lear. So we jump forward 20 years. Kirsten is no longer with Jevon. We don't know where he is, but in the company of a travelling group of misfits who perform Shakespeare around the USA.
This one is brought to you by HBO Max. As you said, it's on Sky Show right now. There's a few episodes that it sounds like you have already caught up on. And it's all about this sort of end of the world apocalypse-like pandemic. Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
I think this thing is really happening. You can see it out there. Can I have your attention, please?
We have shelter. We have food. This is the best thing that could have possibly happened.
We're the Traveling Symphony. We travel for a reason. Just try to make the world make sense for a minute.
That one is Station 11 and some episodes out now on Sky Show. Last but not least, a quick look at a show called Inventing Anna. This one is a Netflix series. It's out now.
That's right. So the reason I wanted to bring this one to you is because Julia Garner stars as Anna and I really love her. She's an awesome, awesome actress. So she stars as Anna, a faux socialite and heiress that ripped off people, banks, and of course the media. This is based on an article that was written by New York Magazine, and it's been brought to our screens by Shonda Rhimes, who you might know from Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and Bridgerton. So you can expect high drama mixed in with this true story. And if you want a blast from the past, Anna Clumsy from 1990s My Girl fame is in this one too.
That's Inventing Anna. It's Netflix. It's out now. And we also looked today at Station 11 series on Sky Show and went to the cinema with the film Spencer. Thanks very much, Susie, for taking us through the big screen and little screen this week.
You are welcome. Enjoy the movies.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.